Dr. Mark Nichols is a respiratory and intensive care specialist and the president of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me, Hamish.
What does Omicron look like as a patient presents at hospital? What makes it different to Delta?
Yeah, look, we're still trying to determine that, to be honest. We are getting evidence from overseas, but it is very limited and it is very early. I mean, Omicron was declared a variant of concern on the 26th of November, and the cases took off in early, sort of mid-December. And so from our perspective, we're still trying to figure that out. In Sydney, we're having increasing cases, but the feeling is that it's a mix of Delta and Omicron that we're seeing. But there are suggestions that the patients are different.
I spoke to one leading doctor working in some of Sydney's biggest hospitals over the weekend and was told that the reality here is that very few people are actually needing ventilation and that it seems that Omicron is not attacking the lungs in the way that Delta did. Is that an accurate observation?
Yeah, look, I don't want to speculate too much, but I can probably comment a bit about the evidence that's coming from overseas. So evidence seems to be that it affects the upper respiratory tract system rather than the lower respiratory tract system. And so that seems to be why Omicron is different to Delta. But I've got to say that when you have large caseloads, even if the organism's less virulent, it does mean that you can have more patients presenting to hospital and needing hospital and more patients needing ICU.
And so are the patients turning up to hospital saying, I think I've got COVID or I have COVID, or are they presenting with something else and then it subsequently emerges that they are COVID positive?
So I think the differences that we're seeing with the Delta to now what we're seeing, and I've got to say there's variation across the Sydney, is that when patients presented with Delta, they invariably presented with a lung problem. So pneumonitis, we would call it. And what we're finding now is we're finding an increasing number of patients who are actually incidentally being found to have COVID. So that would mean that they come into the emergency department for an unrelated problem and they will be found on testing, because all patients are being tested at the moment on arrival in ED to have COVID. So the primary presentation wasn't COVID and they don't end up having a problem with their lungs.
It would seem that the workforce particularly has had a pretty difficult 2 years. I imagine many people would have been looking forward to a break over Christmas, maybe taking some leave in January. How much pressure is there in terms of the staffing levels and the ability to cope with the large numbers of presentations?
Look, exactly. I think people were looking forward to a break. Holidays were planned and then Omicron's taken off in the last part of December. And so people would have planned their leave. This time of year, as you mentioned, as was mentioned earlier, we have a low activity period over coming into Christmas and New Year. And so we have less elective surgery. But the workforce, they did just so amazingly well in the intensive care unit with regards to Delta. You know, everybody worked very hard to get through those surges in New South Wales and Victoria. And they came out of that wanting the break. So I think there will be a degree of disappointment that people aren't able to have those breaks and that they're facing potentially a surge again, a big surge potentially. But I'm very optimistic that the staff will come together. They're very resilient, very capable to solve problems and be able to move forward and get through this next surge.
Dr. Mark Nichols, we will leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Hamish.
That's the president of the Australia and New Zealand Intensive Care Society, Dr. Mark Nichols, working at a major hospital in Sydney.